Talks will be held at the Labour Court today to try and end the dispute involving retained firefighters. For more, let's talk to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, will you remind us about the background to this dispute?
Well, Audrey, retained firefighters have been raising issues for some time, but industrial action first began 2 weeks ago when they started to refuse to cooperate with work outside of responding to emergency calls. That involved refusals to take part in training exercises, drills, to do paperwork. Now, that was ramped up last week to a series of rolling work stoppages at 50% of retained fire stations. That is due to be escalated again tomorrow to an all-out strike at all retained fire stations if today's talks don't produce a resolution at the Labour Court. SIPTU has agreed to pause, to suspend industrial action for a period of 24 hours today. Now, retained firefighters are part-time and they're paid an annual retainer that starts at €8,500 a year. In return, they're expected to be on call 24/7 for 48 weeks of the year. They're expected to remain within a 2.5 kilometre radius of their fire station. Now, they receive additional payments for each call-out, but this income has fallen dramatically in recent years due to a reduction in call-outs. So firefighters say that, look, while in theory this is a part-time job and we should be able to get other jobs, they say it's very restrictive. It's very hard to go out and get other work. They say we can't get mortgages. Many of them have to sign on for unemployment benefits. And SIPTU, their union, says it all means that it's become a very unattractive job right now and there's a recruitment and retention crisis.
So who'll be at the Labour Court today, Brian?
So on the union side, SIPTU is the main union representing the firefighters. On the government side, it's the Local Government Management Agency, which falls under the Department of Housing, Dara O'Brien's department. Now, he has said that, yes, he supports the idea of a pay increase for firefighters, but he says he believes that this should be done through the public sector pay talks, which are due to get underway in the coming weeks. Now, Audrey, that would be for a pay deal that wouldn't kick in until next year. And SIPTU, the trade union, has said, look, that is nowhere near good enough. We need an immediate response now to what they describe as a crisis, a recruitment and retention crisis. And they're saying action needs to be taken far, far quicker.
So could that full-out strike go ahead tomorrow if these talks today don't produce anything?
Absolutely. And that's what SIPTU has said. They're saying, look, this is just a pause. This is just a suspension of our industrial action for a period of 24 hours to allow these talks to get underway at the Labour Court. But they're also very keen to stress, Audrey, that these are exploratory talks. And speaking at the weekend, one of the senior SIPTU officials involved in this, Karen O'Loughlin, said they don't necessarily expect the silver bullet solution, if you will, the resolution to emerge from today's discussion with the Labour Court. Instead, what they are expecting to do is the Labour Court to sit down, to speak to both parties, exploratory talks, to look and see if there could be a resolution here, if there could be some kind of a roadmap here to get to an end of this dispute. It should be said there has been some successes in this. The government produced a report about issues within the retained fire service that did identify a lot of these problems when it comes to pay, when it comes to work-life balance, when it comes to structured time off. And there has been some agreement on that piece when it comes to time off, when it comes to work-life balance. It's that pay issue is the real stumbling block here. The union saying we need movement on pay. The government effectively saying our hands are tied. We're locked into this public sector pay deal and we can't deal with pay until it comes to the next round of public sector pay talks. So I think the Labour Court, Audrey, perhaps will have to come up with some creative solutions today if they're to find a way out of this particular dispute.
Brian, you'll be keeping an eye on it. Thank you very much indeed. Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent at 7:24.